Namaste. So nowadays we see very often people moving in masks and people moving with all kinds of protective equipment. And it's all right, it is meant for protection of the body. But when we take a deeper look at the illness, we discover that it is not just an organism or a microorganism, but even more so, behind the microorganism, the forces of ill will, the forces of fear, the suggestion of illness, all these are there together, and this organism is only a vehicle, like a car is a vehicle. And while it is all right if a car is rushing at high speed that we move out of the road and try to save ourselves from the car, but when we know that the person who was driving had an intention to destroy us, then we will see that it's not just the car from which we have to save ourselves, but we have to safeguard even from the occupant or the owner of the car. So all these microbes which harm us, there are also microbes which help us. But at least at the level of the virus, it's generally harmful microbes, in the sense that it's not the microbes themselves, it's not the virus itself, but the forces that use it. It's a tool. It's a tool in the hands of unseen forces. So we have to safeguard against those. Humanity has to safeguard against those. Because even if we go through we have gone through many crises and we are going to come out of it. There's no doubt about it. Sooner rather than later. But the whole point is that we should do something which will prevent any future crisis. And therefore it's important that as we go through this world, with or without the virus, this virus, we should learn how to protect ourselves. And this protection, the Mother and Sri Aurobindo reveal, there is a subtle envelope around us. And it is this that protects. And it is this atmosphere. It is this atmosphere that we have to create from within us. And if this atmosphere is really solid, dense, beautiful, harmonious, full of love, full of peace, full of gratitude, full of joy, full of even enthusiasm for the progress that we have to make, for all that lies before us through centuries, man's labor has brought him here, and there's so much more we have to cover, rather than being preoccupied with all that we are seeing in the moment. Instead of the moment, if our gaze is turned toward the eternal and the infinite, by this very fact, we create around ourselves an atmosphere which can protect us against everything. The mother describes this experience in two particular places. One is when she is in Japan and she is completely preoccupied with this idea of realizing the divine within her. And she says that, not Japan, this is an experience in France. And she is so much absorbed within herself, and she is going to cross the road. And there is a tram coming from the other side at fairly high speed. And suddenly she jumps behind. Suddenly, without noticing the tram. And she says the tram person passes and he obviously, he's not happy and hurls off some angry things. But she says the interesting part is it's not any of my outer senses which told me, gave me, cautioned me to jump back. It was something which touched my envelope. And this envelope was so intact by the sheer fact that she was constantly concentrated on the divine presence that she is thrown back literally by the power of that atmosphere. So it's so important that we should be concentrated, our thoughts, our consciousness, our feelings, all the time in the midst even of death and disaster, they should be concentrated and focused on the one thing needful, that which survives all death, that which survives even the utter destruction of the earth, the ice ages, or in Indian thought, pralayas, and that is the eternal and the infinite. Call him by any name, the divine, God, the God of this or that name, it doesn't matter. Call him the nameless one. But the very fact that our consciousness is concentrated upon him or her or it, we create around us a solid atmosphere of that presence, and it protects us. Second example she gives of caution. Here is an action, a very dynamic state in which she enters. The second one is of caution, that she is about to put her foot down on the terrain. There is a bend and on a mountain path, and she is about to put her foot, and suddenly she is stopped. and she looks around and there is a snake on which she could have stepped and the snake would have bit her. Now there are countless examples of this kind in many people's life, and these examples illustrate that it's like we are surrounded by invisible things, not just the virus, all kinds of invisible forces. When we breathe the world, we breathe this poison, and the best safety, the safeguard is to stay within in a beautiful psychic state. And if we stay in that state, then there is nothing which can really touch us. And one of the best ways to stay in this state, enter this state, is to be in a state of aspiration for peace, for truth, for harmony, for light, for love, for sweetness, for the joy of the divine, the aspiration for this earth to be healed, the aspiration for beatitude, for beauty, the aspiration for harmony, and above all, the aspiration for the divine presence himself. And if we are in that state of aspiration, there is nothing which can touch us. Even if it touches, it will touch the surface and pass away, and we will remain unaffected. So let us all live, bathe and live in this atmosphere, wonderful atmosphere that comes from the divine presence within us. Thank you.